Brian Breaker.
You're a little whiny baby.
Bane.
Don't assume my gender.
Friends since the seventh grade.
Yeah. You're just a bitch with this phone.
F*** you.
Well, sort of. One professional wrestler and one rapper get together to talk movies, comics, video games, pro wrestling, and anything that makes you say, WTF.
Let's not talk about Bane's ooze.
Harry Potter erotica. Awesome in theory, kind of a mess in practice.
This is Breaker and Bane's Power Hour.
Yeah, Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. yeah.
Boy.
Grab a monster, crack it open, let's go. It's time that we start the show, no hesitation, oh no. The most energetic podcast of all of the podcasts. So when you listen to the show, you know that it kicks ass. So when I smash on these cowards like Mario to the Bowser, with the best thing you've encountered since suspenders on trousers. To all the haters, say howdy, make a believer from doubters. Put in the stake in the shower, break up and bake power hour. Yeah, hello. Hello. Welcome to the show. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are rolling sound. Another fun filled episode of Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. I'm Brian Breaker.
I'm Bane.
What's going on, man?
Dude, not a whole lot. You don't normally do it that way, so caught me off guard.
I don't do it that way. I'm trying to throw you off. Yeah. Not really. I just got all mixed up. So a couple of weeks ago, we did a little watch along to some Battle Dome.
We did.
What'd you think about that show as a whole?
It was good. I mean, I don't know if I'd sit there and watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like all of it, but you know, it was fun.
It was a unique concept. You know, yep. Little American Gladiators, little pro wrestling, but yep. You're kind of mixing the two of them up. So I thought today we could do another watch along, and I've chosen for us Steve Austin's Broken Skull Challenge.
Yeah, you know, we did just celebrate 316 Day.
We did.
Yep. So, I mean, why not? It's perfect.
It's interesting. After pro wrestling, Steve Austin, I felt like kind of took a while to find his next calling.
Yeah, and I, you know, he doesn't have the traditional voice, you know what I mean?
Right.
But by God, if it doesn't work, you know what I mean? Like, he makes it work.
So, you know, we saw some straight-to-DVD movies, the podcast, of course,
yeah,
and then a couple of reality shows.
I'll be honest, I didn't mind his movies.
Yeah, well, I mean, they weren't, like, groundbreaking, but, I mean, neither are The Rocks.
Well, they were good action films, I thought. Like, I mean, like, I feel like action movies are never groundbreaking.
Right.
You know, I mean, at least not the format of what those action movies are.
I think the problem is people... I was talking about The Rock the other day because someone was saying like how great of an actor he is. And I'm like, well, I mean, he's The Rock, but
he's The Rock in everything.
But I'm like, how many like really good movies did he have? Honestly, if you think about his career post, like, cause he did Scorpion King, mm-hmm. Rundown, Walking Tall. And those were all pretty good. I thought
I liked Walking Tall.
Yeah. I thought all those were pretty decent. Yeah,
actually, Rundown was pretty good too.
Like, and Scorpion movie. King was kind of what it was, but they mm-hmm. were all kind of like the same thing.
Yep.
You know, his first big breakout stuff. You move forward to, there was not a whole lot of hits there until Fast Five.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, now The Rock's back. But I'm like, you think about it, that run there, I'm like.
I really liked The Gridiron Gang. I thought that was an okay movie.
Yeah, but it wasn't like the best movie in the world. Like a lot of those were to me, he, for as big as a star he was in wrestling, these movies didn't match.
Doom.
Yeah. I mean, The Game Plan, you know, yeah. Like all these movies, like they just didn't quite hit like.
Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, he wasn't a big star like he was in wrestling. Right. So it took a while for him to become, you know, The Rock that we know now. But anyway.
And a lot of that, too, was because of the fact that, like, Hollywood was trying to change him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And
right.
Once he kind of said, screw all that, I'm going to be me, he kind of found his niche.
Exactly. And I think that was part of the issue. Mm-hmm. I still think a big issue he had, and I don't know if you remember this, when Walking Tall came out, he was being interviewed on, remember that show Confidential WWE had?
Yes.
Well, on that show, they were interviewing him at the premiere of Walking Tall, and this was set to air the week after the debut of Walking Tall.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, so you've had 3 number one movies in a row. How does that feel? And I could tell by like his look, he was thinking like, why the fuck would you say that? Because the movie hadn't debuted yet. Mm. And sure as shit, Hellboy beat it.
Fuck.
And I'm wondering if that was like when it was like, yeah. like it drooped down for him, you know, because Walking Tall was good, but Hellboy in theaters made more money.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So, and Hellboy was, yeah, it was not even a comic book character you were really familiar with.
Yeah, it just looked cool as shit.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
But I just always wondered, like, I wonder if that was part of the deal there. If that's why he, if that's when his movie started to dip a little bit.
But I'll be honest, as funny as Steve Austin is, if he wanted to jump into the action comedy game, do exactly what The Rock does, I would watch all of that shit.
I think that's the problem, is I don't think they knew how to use him.
Yeah, but like
they only knew how to use him as a badass.
Yeah,
not as a, you know.
Yeah, but I do, and I would love a movie with The Rock and Stone Cold. You know what I mean? Like I.
Well, that's like that's why I want you to watch this, because I honestly feel like this is the best thing he's done ever, in my opinion, because the show fits his narrative and it's perfect. Like because it's like intense competition. It's very like country based. They really bare bones it down, but it's to me it's great. So. Yep. So you never seen the show before either, have you?
I never watched it. No, I didn't, because it was on
CMT.
Country
Music Television. So I picked this specific episode of my iPad here. Season 2, Episode 1, because a guy I wrestled's on this show. So
okay.
Good old Dustin Bosworth.
I believe he was on this show.
Yeah?
I believe he was on this show at one point.
No, I've never had him on the podcast, though.
Why does that name sound familiar?
You probably met him before. I don't know. But,
maybe.
No, I wanted, because he says a line on here that just cracks me up every time.
Austin does?
No, Dustin does.
Oh, okay.
And he doesn't do it on purpose, but it just makes him sound like a goof. So this is season 2, episode 1, but all the shows are exactly the same, except each episode is either men or women competing.
Okay.
Which, again, it's kind of cutting edge, because I know this came out in like 2013, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought he did a good job of mixing both. And
yeah.
And the women, honestly, they do the same shit. Some of the weight's a little bit less than the men, but it's the same type of competition. And
okay.
There's some badass women on here, as you will see. So let's get it going. All right, here we go.
Oh. Each week I invite 80 lead athletes to turn it up here.
Here we go.
Every round, competitors are knocked out until only one is left standing. That person earns the right to take on my new Skullbuster. A half-mile course with 10 grueling obstacles designed to stop the most elite athlete. Oh, she's down. If you can beat my course, I'll give you $10,000.
How you feeling right now?
Because you are one tough, ass-kicking...
I always
classic Steve Austin.
Yeah, I always wonder, like with him and The Rock. You know, The Rock had his big event that he had everybody run to. I always wonder
Titan Games, that one.
Yeah, but at the end there was like the big kind of like the Skullbuster. There was like the big thing that they did. But I always wonder if like Steve Austin and The Rock actually ran those courses too.
I don't think Steve Austin could run this course. You don't think so? It's brutal.
Is it?
Until you see it, yeah. The possibility of having to run this course gives me more anxiety.
In my life, family, working out, and my chickens. I have no problem breaking your neck on Friday.
The shit talking they do out here is second to none.
I have no worries about any competition. Training the way I train is to be prepared for everything.
I want you to start to look and see if you can pick out a winner.
I might be 52. But the only person getting retired today is a competitor that Steve puts up in front of me.
I lift weights, I run, I swim, I do yoga. For what? To look good, but also to see that I'm one of the best athletes all over America.
This is like tournament style. He kind of explains that, but it comes down to one guy at the end.
So I'm assuming it's one of the guys that were talking shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, they all take time.
You'll hear do they?
Shit talking from all of them.
All right, guys, welcome to Broken Skull Ranch. You guys came. See it last season. The torture I put everybody that came through this ranch through.
This
you
is
came
great.
Here because you're There's competitive Dustin. People. You came here because you love a challenge. This year's gonna be tougher, meaner, and nastier. I ain't gonna sit here and throw out the same challenges to you. I gotta keep your ass guessing. Because what I got for you is three rounds of competition. If you win, you stick around. If you lose, you go home.
Damn.
Yep.
First challenge I have for you guys today is called a summit. Goes down like this. I'm gonna put two of you at the base of a 50-foot hill. At the top of that hill, there's a bell. On my go, your mission is get up there and ring that bell before your opponent does. Now, I don't care if you sprint up that hill, you tackle your opponent, you wrestle your opponent, you do whatever you need to do to impede his progress. Use your opponent as a damn stepping stone to get your ass up and ring that bell.
I love how he's cutting a promo on him as he's explaining it.
Second round. You don't ring that bell, your ass gets to stepping. Or some loud-ass shorts. What's your name? What you doing out here, Mac?
I'm here to take on your skull buster.
Now, you know you've got seven individuals you've got to go through first.
They don't have a chance.
Back here in the red shirt.
It's time to separate the boys from the badasses.
Can you back it up?
I can.
Back here at the end, with the stripes and the stars on. What do you do?
I'm a chiropractor.
What's your training background?
I've been competing for about 16 years, first in rugby, now as often as I can in kettlebell strongman. I'm gonna show off for my boys, beat up some tough guys.
How you feel about the chiropractor?
It's so campy,
over?
I love
it. Oh, yeah.
He's flexible, because he's gonna need to fix his own back when I'm done with him.
That's a good line, man.
You guys ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Let's go this way. Josh, Kylie, step to the line. Let's get it on.
So you think he's gonna win this
Looking
one here?
Looking at the summit, it's going to take breakaway speed and stiff arm to win this event. I like to tussle as much as the next guy, but if you're tackling, it's because you're losing.
I feel like the chiropractor's in pretty good shape here.
Skyler, I know I'm faster than Skyler. To win this challenge,
Skyler's in pretty good shape too.
Yeah. Because I don't lose.
Here at the Broken Skull Ranch, if you want something, you must take it. Do not let it be taken from you. Josh, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Skyler, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready, set, go! I went to charge up a hill.
Well, that wasn't even much. At the chiropractor, looks like he's got it. A little slow-mo action.
He was trying to...
Not an ounce of contact.
Yeah.
Got a big first step on him. I never really saw him, to be honest. I think he might have touched my ankle. I got tough stuff to come, though. I'm going to stay up.
Oh, God.
The promos on here are the best.
Yeah.
The man wanted it. He took it. He didn't let it be taken from him. That's the bottom line.
I love me a tournament style show, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Justin, what do you think about speed? Kill it.
I think I'm going to kill it.
All right, step up.
Not really too worried about any physical conflict going on. If it does, I'll make sure I handle it for sure.
So that's the guy?
I'm going to hit him.
Which one?
Who's the guy you know?
He's not up yet.
Oh, okay.
Speed kills. Might be time for a roadblock if that's the case. Chris, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Justin, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Ready, set, go! Right, down.
Well,
Chris,
we got a little
down.
Bit of a match on this
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Justin into a taxi.
This would be, like, to me, this would be a tough event. Just try to run uphill while someone's trying to tackle you.
Oh, yeah. You'd almost want to be the guy behind.
I trip him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not going up the hill, buddy.
Not going up the hill, buddy.
I love you and everything, but you're going up the hill.
Oh, it makes you get away.
Oh, there we go. Oh, see, he grabbed his ankle.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Good move, Chris. Good counter.
Jeez. I would also hate to go first on this. I'd like to be able to get some strategy.
Yeah.
That being said, your opponent will also be getting strategy.
Yes.
So you kind of see. Like, that first match was like nothing.
Yeah. Well, they might not even know you could make contact. You know what I mean?
Well, I think he said that.
He
said, however you get up there is fine.
Okay.
If you need to wrestle, whatever. But not to mention, like, you're definitely going to be getting, like, dirt in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. So this would almost be beneficial if you were a wrestler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see? There you go.
He's gone.
He went down, yeah. He's. But see, even still, that'd be scary climbing up a hill with someone behind you.
Yeah.
Made it.
I feel awesome. I tried to beat him up the hill with my speed. He grabbed me with those long-ass arms of his, and it was a battle, just like I said before. If he grabs me, I'm going to go to war, and I'm still going to come out on top.
What happened? You was talking a damn good game. What happened?
Well, I knew how to catch this crony after he went up.
Well, thanks for coming out. Catch you down the road.
Man, he's going to.
Crash and getting your ass whooped is not a good look out here. All right, Dustin, Jeff, you guys step it up. Let's do it.
I love Steve Austin.
So Dustin, as the guy in the red, it's what I know.
I think he's weak in the legs, and if I need to attack him, I will. If my speed's greater, then I'll just outrun him.
Jeff, you're 52 years old. You try to outrun me, I got speed on you. You grab me, I throw your ass
Yeah,
off.
I feel like this guy looks familiar to me.
Yep. Yeah, he's actually from Oklahoma.
Is he?
Like Fort Gibson.
Maybe I have met him.
Yeah. Well, see, doesn't this seem like a Jeff, perfect fit for Steve Austin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is definitely Steve Austin's shtick.
And see, like, this one, not a great match either, because Dustin just outruns the guy.
I mean, but that's a solid strategy, though.
It really is.
I mean...
Dustin exploded.
Well, he is jacked.
He doesn't have legs, though, which is it was kind of always made me laugh because the guy even said on there, he looks like he's weak in the legs.
Yeah,
he is.
Pretty much just left him. I can't wait till they get the second round so I can separate the boys from these badasses.
Not the best.
You look like Stone Cold.
Not the best promo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I thought I was a little bit better looking.
There you go. See that? Big old bear, that man moves like a jaguar. All right, guys, three men have advanced into the second round. I got one more spot. It's going to come down to Mac and Casey. Step it up. Let's do it.
So you think he's got this?
After seeing what the other guy...
Go with green shorts.
He does look more athletic, doesn't he? In,
yep.
Dude, the headband, I don't know. He kind of looks a little out of his element here. Maybe.
Yeah. Is being yeah, he's got the belly and everything.
Happens, I'm ready for a wrestling match, and I'm also ready to dart right up that hill.
It's like me. I know I wouldn't do good in this.
Mac, you ready?
This event specifically would be one of my worst ones.
Yes.
Oh. Grabbing hold of the shorts. Probably not a bad strategy.
Mac trying to explode. Casey's got him.
Nope.
That's it. That's it. Old green shorts has got it.
Yeah.
Oh, he gets rid of him.
Oh. Got there. Good sportsmanship.
There was a little bit of a scare when he grabbed my shorts, but I shook them right off and I kept going for the goal.
I'd be scared too if somebody was grabbing my shorts.
You gave it to your all. I appreciate
just in general.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve.
You got it, man. Good luck to you. I'll catch you down the road.
Thank you.
We're down to the final four.
That quick.
All right, guys. Congratulations. Y'all kicked ass here at the summit. We're about to send two more of you home. Let's go into round two and kick some ass.
Wonder how long of a break they had in between.
Well,
he does say the time.
Yeah,
I guess.
I would say it's a few hours to let them rest up because
it's a whole day.
Because they do three welcome events before the Skull Buster. The Skull Buster's the next day.
Oh no shit! So they give them the day off.
Yeah,
or the rest of the day.
Yeah, this one looks brutal to me.
Go down like this. Right here in front of you is a big ass.
I've always wanted to buy a tire just so I can do like that exercise where you flip them.
I had one for a while.
Did you?
And my dad threw it away because he's like, what are we doing with this? I need to put it somewhere. And I'm like, well, he said it was throwing it away. But it's hard to store because it's a big tire, but it's great conditioning.
Yeah.
You understand the task at hand?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
My first matchup is going to be Justin versus Skyler. Skyler, how you feel about this matchup?
He's awesome. I'm better. I look forward to it.
Justin says he's better. How do you think the chances are here on this hill?
I feel good about it.
You come from a CrossFit background, right?
Yes, sir.
Texas guy?
Yes, sir.
Put up or shut up, right?
Right.
My second round, obviously, is going to be Mac versus Dustin. Mac, you're pretty confident. What do you think about your competition when you look across at Dustin with them big-ass deltoids?
Best of luck.
Right back to you, man. You better get your A game on.
I hope all of you got your A game on. This is going to third round. Got a chance to skull buster. Justin, Skyler, hit your marks.
Where's he going? Just to the end?
So he's going up to the top of the hill.
Okay.
To watch them at the finish line.
I plan to keep on using it.
I see a deadlifting event. I'm going to flip that tire about 30, 35 times, put it on my lap, I'm going to put it over that pole, ring the bell.
This would be brutal, flipping it all the way up a hill and then,
setting
setting it on a pole.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Ready, set, go.
Not to mention it's a race.
Yeah.
Out of a sprint going up here. Justin said he was the man with the speed, and he proves it.
And that's a big tire.
That is a big tire. Could you not put it on its side and just roll it up there?
No, you have to flip
it. Oh, you have to flip it?
Come on, Justin. Come on, Skyler.
I feel like Skyler's ahead here.
Yep.
That ain't no spare tire. That's a broken.
But you can also tell these guys are athletes and they're already breathing hard.
Yeah.
You know how brutal this would be.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no easy day here at the Broken Skull Ranch. I told you guys it's going to be a bust-ass day.
Skyler's getting pretty considerable lead.
Up the hill, up the hill, over this fire.
But, I mean, you know, you have to put it over the pole, so that could take some time.
Oh, yeah.
Keep flipping. Come on, Justin. Don't quit. Come on, Justin.
Yeah, he's gassed.
You're close. You're close. Come on, Justin. Come on, Skyler.
That would be the hard part.
Oh, yeah.
You're close. You're close.
This guy could catch him if he can't get it on the pole.
Wouldn't that be insane? I mean, because that was a hell of a lead.
It was. He's a good, what, 20 feet ahead?
Yeah.
At that one point.
Yeah.
He's got it now.
Yeah.
Squishing his hand.
Come on, Justin. Come on, Justin. Oh, we got a man going third.
There it is.
Yeah, that would suck.
That would be a rough
event. No way in hell I could do that. If I somehow made it past the first event, I'd have been done there.
That was a difficult event. I never had to get a 200-pound tire up on top of a stake before. It almost broke me, but I got it done. I am hyped right now.
Talk to me, Justin. Hell of a go. You're breathing pretty heavy, too.
Lost some footing.
Lost some footing?
Yeah. That dirt. Pushing that 200-pound tire against that hill.
You sound like you're tired. Hey, man.
I like how Austin has, like, zero sympathy.
I know.
Skyler's moved on to the finals here.
All right, Mac, Dustin, to your marks.
Mac's going to be a tough competitor. He's got a good look to him. He's got a good physique. The advantage I'm going to have over him is the power. I'm going to be able to toss that tire up that hill quicker.
Yeah, right.
I flip a lot of tires.
I kind of feel like this might be his event where he goes.
I think I'll do very well.
You think?
Here.
I might be wrong.
Yeah.
But
got one final spot. Let's see,
so
this takes a lot of leg power.
Well, I'm not gonna give you a whole lot of spoilers, but yeah. Dustin was not a cardio guy.
Yeah.
He's a little gassed up, obviously.
Yep.
Not a cardio guy. And when you take the gas that kind of zaps your gas tank, and you pretty much see it here.
Yeah.
200 pounds of time.
Even the dead run up there would.
Oh yeah. Now, I mean, you're uphill.
You can tell this guy, Mac, right here, he's an athlete.
Yeah.
He's a straight-up athlete. Dustin's doing all right so far.
On,
he's struggling a little bit there. This is all going
to
be legs and lower back.
Yeah,
I feel
until
like.
That point right there.
Yeah. And now you can tell Dustin's zapped, though.
Yep.
Mac, I mean, he's moving better, but I can tell he's tired, too.
I mean, I feel like that would tire anybody out. I mean, that's a hell of a task.
The game is called Tired.
Yeah.
All right, Max. One flip away from going on to round three. Don't give up. Man's got a hard time over here. Keep going.
See, I still feel like trying to get it on the pole, that would be a whole issue.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, Casey Catanzaro competed on this show.
Oh, no shit.
She did not do very well either, but she's also a tiny girl.
Yeah, she is.
Matt Riddle's wife was on here.
Really? Easy peasy.
Mac moves on. Look at how far Dustin is.
We got a man going around three. His name is Mac. We got a man going home. His name is Dustin.
Listen to this line because it kills everyone at WLWE. Just laugh so hard when he said this line.
Flinging the tire, so it gave me the advantage. One step closer to that 10 G's. and the Skull Buster, which I said I would go to.
Why was you struggling with that tire on my heel?
I don't know, cardio.
I don't know, cardio.
Thank you for coming out and representing. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Mac versus Skyler.
Well, both these guys, I felt like, have done... I mean, obviously they won, but they both looked the best.
Yes.
So.
Three for a shot to Skullbuster. Shot at $10,000. You hungry?
Whoo.
You hungry?
10,000.
Let's haul ass.
So now it's 5:04. Granted, these scenes probably take a little while to
set up.
Set up and stuff.
I feel like I got to give it to Green Shorts.
Mac?
Yeah.
That I was going to go to the Skullbuster. And now here I am. Last round. One guy left.
Skyler looks pretty good too, I guess, but
right now I feel like the luckiest man alive. This is where I want
to
be.
So they'll explain all this when you get to the Skull Buster, but there's a guy who has a time and to win the money, you act not only have to complete it, you have to beat his time.
Really?
Yeah. But the good thing is if you let him explain these rules, then I'll go through that.
Throw your opponent's ass out of that ring before he throws you out. The person who stays in the ring is going to come back tomorrow morning and take on my Skull Buster. But before you get to the pit, you got to take on what I call Excalibur. Excalibur works like this. Along this course, you see three stations of concrete slabs. On my go, at the starting line, you will start with a 20-pound sledgehammer. Go to your first concrete station. Break free the 30-pound sledgehammer. Grab your 30-pound sledgehammer. Go to the next station and break free a 50-pound sledgehammer.
Oof.
You will carry the 50-pound sledgehammer to the final concrete block. Bust up his concrete and free a weighted kettle bag. Pick a sumbitch up, carry it across the finish line, and take your ass to the pit. Now, when one man enters the pit, other competitor has 1 minute to get his ass in the pit, or if he does not, he loses. You guys understand this?
Understood.
All right, Mac, how you feel about going to that pit to do battle with Skyler?
I feel way stronger. I'm just going to muscle him right out.
All right, Skyler, how you feel about your chances here taking on Mac?
I'm just going to go on instinct. It's been about 12 years since I really hit somebody really hard. I'm just going to let it out. I'm going to go nuts in there.
Gallagher, we're like, what the fuck, man?
There's some goofballs on here.
Yeah.
Trust me. No, but on the Skull Buster, yeah, you have to beat that time.
I feel great. I feel
but
aggravated.
If you become the champion, so like the guy that's the current champion, if they beat his time, that person becomes the champion. But if they don't, he gets an additional 10,000 for each person that doesn't beat it.
No kidding.
So, you know, the guy that's the current champion has been the champion for like a whole season, so he's probably up to like 40 or 50 grand.
Dude, that's pretty badass.
Yeah, so you can make some money.
Yeah.
Mac, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Ready, set, go!
Because compared to other game shows, I remember when I first saw this, like, boy, 10 grand don't sound that great considering what they're going through. Like,
yeah,
you have to really be in good condition to even successfully try to do this, I think. Like, this doesn't look that hard, but I think this would be a tough one. Busting through concrete to get a sledgehammer.
I'll tell you, I got a 5-pound sledgehammer, and, you know, you do that a few times.
It'll wear you out.
Yeah, you get a little worn.
That's a concrete here. First one's a 30. A 20. No, this one's a 30. Yeah, you can tell it's everything they have to pick it up and swing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's gonna, that 50-pound is going to be hella hard.
Oh, yeah. And did you notice those concrete blocks, they were thicker, each one?
Yep.
I think this last one's 6 inches thick, so that's going to take some swings.
Oh, they're pretty neck and neck.
Yeah. Of course, this one's not a race. This is just to tire you out before you get to the pit.
Right.
So, ideally, you want to be the first one done so you can rest.
Yeah.
And then you can put that other person on the clock. They're, like you said, they're about neck to neck, so Max a little ahead. Smart. Now he going right to the pit, smart move. Now this guy has 60 seconds to get there once he gets in.
All right, start the 1 minute countdown.
Oof. Dude, if I was him, I would take my time.
Yeah. But you're also letting the other guy rest, too.
Well, that's true.
All right, set your feet. I'll say go.
Yep, he gets right in. This is basically a sumo wrestling match here.
Yeah.
But your dog ass tired.
Oh, right? Yeah. Go! Man, that's something. If it wasn't for, like, the thong things they wear, I'd watch more of that. I like sumo wrestling.
I've seen some where the guys actually wear, like, tights underneath, though.
Do they?
I feel like that's close, better. Close,
yeah.
I never got the diaper.
I didn't either.
I saw one where a guy's balls were coming out. I'm like, that's just nasty.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, he's out.
Wait, who?
Mac wins because Skyler touched first, even though he was on the offense. He's pissed.
Hell of a damn scrap right there, man. Dog goes down here in the pit. Toughest battle I've seen. Thank you, Skyler. Thank you. Kicked ass. I'll see you down the road.
It's frustrating to impose your will.
Surprised Steve Austin wasn't putting, like, you're messing up my pit.
You just cooked my drum. Yeah. Could have won that. Oh, hell no. Max the winner. To me, he looked the best at every competition. Like, he never struggled with anything.
All right, congratulations. That was one of the toughest battles we've had here. How you feeling now?
Awesome.
Did you get deep in your gas tank tonight?
No, I had a lot left.
Okay, you're going to need everything you got because Skullbuster was a sumbitch last year. It's even more of a sumbitch this year.
All right.
So you need to get your damn rest and be ready to come back and attack a sumbitch with everything you got.
All right.
Congratulations Thank on you. Hell of a day. Let's head this way.
All right. Pure power, strength. That's what got me through this competition. I was made to take on the Skullbuster. I'm going to tear it up tomorrow.
So what do you think? Do you think he'll beat it? I mean, granted, you haven't seen the Skullbuster yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I imagine it's going to be pretty kick-ass. I don't know if he beats the time. I don't even know what the time is.
I don't remember what it is, but the champion that they have, he's like the champion for like three seasons.
No shit.
And so each year they...
I'm looking forward to taking on the Skullbuster today.
Each year they change it, though, a little bit.
Yesterday was a real challenge. In Summit, I was matched up against Casey. I shook loose and went straight to the bell. In tired, Dustin pushed me to power up that hill and get that tire on before he did.
I don't know, cardio.
When I got in the pit, Skyler was a really good opponent, but I went hard and I took him out.
So oddly enough, Dustin, after he did this show, was telling me about how great it was, and I assumed he won.
Yeah,
I didn't realize he got eliminated in the second round.
So happy to be here.
Well, you kicked a lot of ass yesterday, and you earned your right to take on the Skullbuster. Now, I told America that this season was going to be tougher, meaner, and nastier, and I delivered on my promise. Are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
This is the Skullbuster. A half-mile course with 10 grueling obstacles that will test the will of even the most experienced athlete. I'm going to start you off at the backbreaker. That's a 70-pound log, which you must carry down a quarter-mile road.
You will dump that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
The mud bath. That's a 15-foot rope swing across a giant mud pit where you must stick a landing on an exit ramp or risk falling into my mud. Then it's on to the holding pattern. A 40-foot long, 15-foot high wall.
Jesus.
This is your first restart element. If you touch the water at any time, you must restart. Next is the skyscraper. It has 20 feet of military-grade cargo netting that you must climb up.
When he said restart, did he mean the whole Skullbuster?
Just that element.
Oh, okay.
The nutcracker. You'll start by making your way across the peak balance beam. Then you must jump across a series of ascending and descending foot posts. And finally, a 12-foot spinning log. This is your second restart element. If you touch the sand before clearing all the elements, you must restart. After the nutcracker, you're facing the commando crawl. That's a 25-foot long, 15-foot high, horizontal rope crawl. This is your third restart element. If you fall off my rope before you touch the crossbeam at the other side, you must restart. Next is the log jam. Once you get up and over all seven posts, you will haul ass over to the deep freeze. That water is 35 degrees. You must jump it and swim underneath.
Oh, God.
Feet of yeah.
That would suck.
Up Heartbreak Hill. That's a 100-foot hill at a 40-degree angle. It will destroy your legs, your lungs, your lower back. You need to climb up that hill, go around that post, and then come back down. Once you get to the bottom of that hill, you will be faced with your final obstacle, the rope burn. I placed a bell 20 feet in the air, which you must climb my rope to get to. If you can ring that bell, you have beaten the Skull Buster.
Like, how brutal would that be?
Yeah, that would suck. I would give up.
I don't know. Like, you could time me maybe with a calendar.
Yeah.
There was a man standing here last season. His name was Tommy. He took on my course and crushed a time I thought would be nearly impossible to beat. As returning champion, he earned the right to be the first man to get a crack at the new Skull Buster and set a benchmark time. He ran the course this morning. Tommy, let's get it on.
All right.
Ready, set, go! How you going?
Yeah, this dude is just a super athlete.
Tommy, come on in here.
Tommy.
Mac.
Mac, good to meet you.
Mac, would you like to know the time Tommy turned in?
Yeah.
Tommy, drop it on him.
6:41.
It's the time I gotta beat.
Six minutes and 41 seconds?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Champion, and Tommy's reign ends today.
How?
I think it'd take me 6 minutes just to run the log down the quarter mile.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's nuts.
It's all about how bad you want it. So if you're just here to prove you're tough, I don't think that's gonna be enough.
It's gonna be an interesting day at the office. Tommy, I'll see you down at the bottom.
All right.
You wanna wish him good luck, you can. If not, go on about your business.
Good luck. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. This is a guy that wants the best. It's time to put up or shut up. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's go, Duke. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Give me everything you got.
How do you think he'll get there?
Not 6 minutes and 41. Hell no.
41 is gonna take everything I have. Heart, will, muscle. I'm going to do my
best. It says Max construction workers. That might help because he does a physical job.
Yeah. Awkward lifts and shit like that. Yep.
Go. And he's off to the races. Hauling ass. Ain't no doubt about that. Way to go, Mac. Way to go.
Yeah, so each season the Skull Buster changes a bit where they kind of add new stuff, but whoever is the current champion at the end of the season
runs it before.
They run before to set the benchmark time.
Burning his lungs a little bit, getting on his low back, getting his hamstrings. Out of the way, Mac. Keep going, Mac. Keep going, Mac. Almost there, Mac. Almost there. There you go. You can see it now. You can smell it. One swing, Max.
So I don't think this would be too bad. The mud bath, swinging across the rope. Like, now you could, yeah. If you fall in the mud, it, you know, now it's going to make everything harder.
Yeah. I feel like if you fall in the mud, like, yeah, it's going to weigh you down.
Yeah.
Probably going to take a while to even get out of it.
Yeah. This, the holding pattern here, this one I think would be harder than he's making it look.
Yeah.
Good job.
Just because, you know.
Dude, he's like walking across it, though. Easy peasy. Clear,
the dude's an athlete, clearly. Skyscraper. He's 2 minutes in, though. Like,
you got a great time going.
Climbing up a car, didn't they say it was like 30 feet tall or
yeah.
something? I mean, it's gigantic.
That's crazy.
Like, I remember like on the playground, we had like small cargo nets. I couldn't imagine climbing up a big one like
oh,
that.
No.
As an adult.
Yeah. He's getting gas, though.
Yeah, you can hear him breathing.
Good job. Come on down. Come on down. Let gravity do its work. All the way down to safety zone. There you go. There you go. There you go. Come on. Come on. Come on. Nutcracker. Nutcracker.
So this one's a hard one for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, balance beams, you know.
Good job right there.
He's doing good, though. Holy shit.
Really good.
Yeah.
That one that spins, though, that one's going to be the tough one.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Oh, commercial.
Yeah.
It looked like he got it, though.
I think the key would be to move quickly just so it doesn't have a chance to spin.
Yeah.
See, he made that look easy.
He did.
This would also be brutal, especially as high as it is.
Oh, yeah.
Because it doesn't look that tall until you see him on there and you're like, oh, damn, that's like 12, 15 feet in the air.
Yeah.
There's just no quick way to do it. Text messages.
Good job, log jam, up and over. Up and over, brother, this is your day.
Oh.
See, this is insane to me.
Hell of a strategy there. Big-ass kangaroo on my deep freeze.
So these are like hurdles, and he just jumped across the top of them. Yeah. That's nuts. But that probably saved him a ton of time.
Oh, yeah.
You talk about gung-ho, come on. There you go, you got a good time, you can do this.
Now, I don't know if he says it here, but I know they say that deep freeze, the big thing about that is it kind of locks you up.
Yes.
And that's something I don't think people quite realize. Like when you're obviously hot and sweaty, it's clearly in like a desert-style area.
Yeah.
Jumping in 35-degree cold water, it's going to zap you.
And then you got to run up this hill.
He hauled ass.
You heard from the man himself down here.
He's dying.
Rick Hill, Mac. You said you was going to leave everything here on my course. If you got to puke, start puking. Climbing up that hill if you want to beat Tommy's time. Come on, Mac. Your heart's going to be broken, damn sure, if you turn in a 642. Get up, go. Come on, Mac. You said you wanted the skull buster, mister. You got it.
This might have been his kryptonite here.
Yeah.
Get around that pole.
I mean, but after all that, you got to go up that hill. I mean, that's got to be hell.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
I think that cold water really got him.
Yeah.
You better dig deep right now. If you got the heart of a warrior, you're going to dig deep. Get off your knees. Go. Come on, Mac. I think a man's about to die. No, he ain't dead yet. He might be by the time he gets down that hill.
Yeah, he's only got a minute left.
Yeah.
All ass, Mac. All ass.
To be fair,
gonna do the ass slide down. Here we go.
He could probably get there.
Yeah.
If he hurries.
It's another interesting strategy employed here.
Rolling down the hill. It's probably the smartest thing to do.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, it's going to disorient you a little bit.
Yeah.
Come on. Rope burn, your last obstacle. You want to beat my skull buster? Climb this rope. 20-foot rope, Matt.
Okay.
Can he climb 20-foot rope?
I couldn't climb that fresh as a daisy.
Nope.
I've never been able to climb a rope.
Come on.
I know there's a strategy to it, locking your feet into it and stuff, but still.
Go technique. Pull, mister. You don't want to come back down. Use your feet and your legs. Good job. Good technique.
He's getting up there though.
Get your big ass up there. Sometimes all them muscles will hold a man down.
Oh, he's getting
your
close.
Gotta pull you up. Don't stop. Use your feet.
Oh shit.
Uh-oh. Come on, Mac. He seems like a good guy. I really want him to make it.
I know.
There you go, you're almost there.
She's an arm's length away. He made it.
Even if he doesn't beat the time, I'm just glad to see he got it.
Yeah. Well, he just crumbles.
Oh, God.
Look at that pile of human flesh right there. You felt this exact feeling. Total devastation. The skull buster picks you apart, body part by body part, getting into your mind and messing with your head, saying, why in the flying hell did I show up at Steve Austin's Broken Skull Challenge?
You're the best.
You still alive down there, Mac?
I'm kicking.
I thought she was going to die on my heartbreak hill. I thought I was going to have to call in the paramedics.
Come on, shake your hand.
All right, mister. Congratulations on beating the Skull Buster.
Way to finish, man. That was impressive.
Good job.
You beat the Skull Buster. How do you feel right now physically?
Like a pilot.
I mean, he shows some serious athleticism over the logs.
Yep.
The Nutcracker, definitely slow on Heartbreak Hill.
I don't think any of those other guys would have finished it.
Showed a lot of heart on the
road. No. Dustin really wouldn't have made it to the... Freaking!
Right, come on up. Let's get up here, Mac.
I don't think he made it past the log. He never had a gas tank in wrestling, so
yeah.
Someone's heart is about to be broken right here, right now, at the Broken Skull Challenge. The time to beat set by Tommy on the new Skull Buster was 6:41. Mac, your time on the Skull Buster.
And the commercial.
Skull Buster was 7 minutes.
Damn.
Tommy, you win with a time of 6:41.
Hey, you got all my respect.
19 seconds, though. Yeah. I mean, that's a tough one to swallow.
Yeah,
right there.
It really is.
Thanks. You got mine, too. You can have that 10 grand. You earned it. My kids appreciate it, too.
Mac, congratulations on a great performance.
He's a construction worker, and I know they make good money. So he ain't hurting.
Yeah.
My experience.
It'd been nice to win it, though.
Oh, yeah. It'd have been cool.
It was a sure test of will, mind, and body.
You know what they don't tell you about, though, is that you got to pay taxes on that.
All right, Tommy, congratulations. You just won yourself $10,000. You've reinstated yourself as the returning champion. Now, it was close, 6:41 to 7 minutes. Were you getting a little bit nervous out there?
Yeah, man, he just proved to me that my time is beatable. So everything I saw today just makes me that much more nervous. I feel relieved, but, man, what an impressive athlete.
Congratulations on a badass performance. I'm glad to have you back.
Thanks. It's good to be back.
You got it. I'll catch you later, man.
All right. After seeing Mac go after my time, I'm feeling fairly confident. He gave it his best, and I gained a lot of respect for him, but $10,000 is going to go a long way.
I feel like this show would benefit most CrossFit athletes.
So the show went 5 seasons. This is kind of season 2, episode 1, so it's early on still. Not that you'll probably watch the whole thing.
Was that the Tough Enough song?
It was the Bob Holly song.
Bob Holly, that's what it was.
Yeah, so kind of how it goes, Tommy's the champion for like 3 seasons.
Yeah.
And then a guy beats him. So on season 3, Tommy puts in a time at 6:52, which is still pretty respectable.
Very respectable.
Because the challenges change a bit. A guy comes in and beats him and gets 6:39.
Mm.
So literally what, you know.
10 seconds?
Yeah, not much. And then this guy comes in and beats that and gets a 6:03.
Holy shit.
But here's the thing, though, and this is where I think they, you know, quote unquote, jumped the shark, which is kind of that Happy Days term for going too far.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that won was a pro obstacle course racer. That's what he did.
Oh.
And I feel like that's
unfair. You almost need average Joes.
I feel like you need to take, like, because, like, the guy, like, Tommy was, like, a CrossFit guy.
Yeah.
And this guy was, like, you know, he's a construction worker, probably did CrossFit and stuff on his downtime. The guy that beat Tommy was an electrician.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously trained on his downtime. That's what you need, not pro CrossFitters, you know, and obstacle course racers. But yeah, it's an entertaining show, honestly. Like, I love the concept of having a champion come back, and
I think that's really cool.
You know, and then you get more money if they don't win. So
I mean, if he was champion for 2 seasons, I mean, he probably,
I think, like 60 or 70,000.
Yeah.
Well, because I mean, each episode's men or women, so there's a women's champion and a men's champion.
So it's
champion.
Not every episode. That makes more sense.
Yeah, but it only went for 5 seasons, but it was a fun concept.
Yeah, I like it.
What you think about it all?
I dig it. It honestly, except for the tournament style, it reminds me a lot of how the Titan Games was set up.
Yeah.
But like, I really enjoy. I love game shows like that. The athletic competitions. I think it's fun. I think it's really cool. We ought to watch, like, at one point, one of the Titan Games episodes.
I think we should. I think we should watch a women's episode of this just to get that in. I would love to watch Titan Games. I would love to watch.
Actually, there's
American
a
Gladiators.
There's a wrestler that was on Titan Games who was, I can't remember what his name was.
Oh, Robbie E.
Yeah, Robbie E. Yep. He was in an episode of that. I thought that was really cool.
I think I did watch that one because I was like, oh, I want to see this. I think is that still on Peacock? I don't know if it is or not. But.
I think the back episodes are.
Yeah, so I would like to see that. I think shows like this are fun. And honestly, I think it was the best thing Steve Austin ever did.
Yeah.
Besides wrestling, of course. But anyway, we hope you guys enjoy this. Kind of a fun, different episode. We probably will do some more watch-alongs in the future, so hopefully you guys dig it. Make sure to check out our podcasting buddies. Give them a follow. Check out the other podcasts that we do. Check out our t-shirts, all that cool stuff. Thank you guys for checking out Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. I'm Brian Breaker.
I'm Bane.
We'll see you guys in 7 days.
Peace easy.
Yeah. One more time. It ain't over till I say it's over. So lock the cage up, cause this is a takeover. The wait's over. If this the final time we meet, then you'll be on your back on my feet. Then I'll tip the cage over as a hangover. I'm super fly so I can splash off the top. And I can shut down the shop. Like Randy Savage, I'm the cream of the crop. And I'm always gonna rise to the top. People's champ like The Rock. I do not give a fuck, so let that shit drop. Man, I'm so over.
Dope pistols.
What'd you think?
It's good. It was really good. Pretty good.
That son of a bitch, Eric Barker.
You son of a bitch.
can't dig it. Sicko!
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Perfect.
Put it on the internet.